You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, and with Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your favorites and still hit your health goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Welcome to part two of our conversation with Richard Case, the Ghost Challenger. One of the most recent stories that I've had, and I'm sure my audience might be getting sick of hearing me reiterate the story, but to me, it's one of the most powerful and most interesting examples that I think I've heard of this ever. It came to us from a woman who she was having a dream of her childhood home, literally a dream night. And she, in her dream, you know, she goes and she walks into the backyard and there's a little trail and goes back to where they would have family campfires. And she's pretty sure she's having a dream. She's aware of it.
Yeah.
And she's just walking around and she sees there's this other family back there having a campfire. And in her mind, she's like, oh, cool. Someone else lives here. I know this is a dream, but this is cool. I'm just kind of seeing this old spot. And she eventually she goes back to this town that she grew up in, and she's driving by her old house, and she just decides, you know what, I'm just going to take a chance. I'm going to do the whole knock on the door, hi, I used to live here thing, and just see what they say. Not really even remotely suspecting that these are the people that she saw in the dream whatsoever. Sure, not even on her radar. And goes up to the door and knocks on it and says, hi, you know, I'm so-and-so. I grew up here. I know this is random and weird, but I just wanted to say hi, and I was just curious, you know, what you think of the house, and just pleasantries. And as she's there, the woman who answers, like, oh, okay, that's nice, you know, kind of being defensive as you would be with anybody wandering up to your home, you know, and it's like, yeah, well, I'm nice to meet you. And then one of the children runs over and looks through the screen door and says, mommy, mommy, that's the ghost woman we saw at the campfire the other night.
It's amazing, yeah.
Yeah.
I have heard of those kind of stories, and they're very, very strange. I mean, something came to my mind. I did a haunted church. It was a church that was, you know, they'd had ghost stories there. And a couple of things happened in that vicinity. We had a story about the ghost, and we were talking about somebody was getting the name. One of the women in the room was doing a seance, and she said, I got the name Mary. Well, it wasn't a seance. She just, because we respected where we were, but she just had the name Mary, and she said, I got the name Mary. And I said, well, that's intriguing. Make a note of it. Suddenly, outside, we heard somebody moving around in the graveyard. Now, it was about 2 a.m. in the morning. Mm-hmm. So you suddenly think, is that a real ghost out there? You know, and boy, that's when it really does prove if you're a ghost, if you actually want to be a paranormal researcher, you know, am I going to go out and ask him how you are? Because you can see him as full-blown as I can see anyone, you know, any living person. So I did ask out, and the comical side was he did come back with a retort of, I'm looking for my grave. So that did put sort of make me think twice when he said that. And I remember that next door we had a home that if any of the people wanted to use the toilet at that time of morning, they could just knock on the house, and it was a home for people with dementia. So I thought this guy must be from there. So I went out very discreetly and I said, do you want me to walk you back to the house? And he went, yeah, that would be good, my friend. And I said, what's that painting you got there? And he said, oh, it's a painting of Mary. Now, that was kind of freaky. My hair stood on end when he said that, because I thought the woman was getting the name Mary. And I walked him back to the house. I mean, to this day, I still don't know if I saw a ghost, you know, because when I got him back to the house, the woman at the door said, do you want to use the toilets? And I said, yeah, the gentleman, but she didn't really comment on him. And we were going to get back to the lady, but we didn't want to get the particular girls in trouble if they'd let somebody out, because they, you know, we knew it wasn't intentional. So we kind of kept quiet and left it a while. So that's my only regret. But I thought, well, was he picking up was it just an ordinary living person picking up what was going on in that church? And another night we were there, some of the residents were out ringing bells, and we were talking that night about an apparition that had been seen around the area ringing bells. And a little later in the evening, you could hear them outside ringing the outside bell, and it was really uncanny. It was something like something out of a horror movie. So, and it was unusual. And they did say the residents were behaving kind of quite bizarre that evening. So, you know, again, it goes back to, was this woman, you know, was she outside, and they thought it was a ghost. Something told her to be outside. Yeah, it's really, we're very confusing, but very exciting stuff, you know.
It is. And when we're talking about this, it kind of brings me to the area I want to talk about, and we'll talk about it first here with the elderly, because it almost feels quite frequently that if you're likely to be visited by something, a ghost, a spirit, a dead loved one, whatever it may be, the two most common times in life for those who would not be considered to be sensitive would be usually childhood, particularly younger ages of childhood, where you have the quote unquote imaginary friends that people are actually seeing. And then also, you know, the elderly towards the end, where it almost kind of like the veil opens up again and the same sort of phenomena starts to happen. And society as a whole will most likely dismiss both of them. Because, well, they're just old and they're starting to lose it, or they're just young and they don't understand anything. But you, in reality, I mean, that's a simple way of dismissing things. But, you know, and in some cases, are there mental things going on? Of course. But are there cases where, no, they're in fact seeing and having experiences? Yeah. Tell me about some of the things that, that you've learned in those areas.
Yeah, my own stepfather, bless him, sadly died, and when he died, I was actually in the room with him, and I knew that he didn't have much longer, but the doctor said, well, he should go any night now. And I said, and I remember my sister saying, your sister's coming, he's my auntie, she's going to come over and see you. And when my sister went out of the room, I saw my stepdad point towards the ceiling and say, not ready yet. And I remember him saying those words, not ready yet. And of course you got that from the nurses, the doctors. Well, it could have been the morphine, you know, it could be that that's causing him to see things and say things. But what was funny was he didn't die until a week later, when the doctor had said that he, you know, it could be any day now. He lasted longer than expected, and he got to see his sister before he died. So those are very interesting subjects. I mean, I did read a book about near death and, you know, the experiences. And what's interesting is about this one that's particularly interesting is where this gentleman apparently saw his brother, I think it was, they saw him in the hospital and they thought, you know, he's sad he's going to pass. The nurses saw him. They went over to, you know, deliver all the emergency aid that was needed and everything. And he came round. And their daughter come the next day and said, well, I'm sorry about this, but he's a little bit upset because he said that he thinks he died and come back again, but he said he couldn't understand why Ernie was there. And the daughter shivered. She said, oh, my God. And they said, what is it? He said, well, what it is, she said, Ernie's his brother. And he has died, but we didn't want to tell him because it would not upset him. And I feel that story's true, that's a real good evidence of something going on that we can't explain, you know, because that's not about everyone tries to explain the out-of-body experience and say, well, it could be hallucinations, it could be this, could be that. But there are often other cases when you go more in depth on it that you think, well, that can be explained. That is pretty that's pretty good.
That is that's a very fascinating story. Let's talk about this. I know you being the ghost challenger. This is a kind of a fun question. What are some of the cases that you've looked at where you honestly thought before going in, your in intuition on it, your feelings on it, where this is definitely going to be haunted? This is, you know, I'm going to go into it with a skeptical mindset because I want to make sure that, you know, we're going to rule things out. And then you did go in there and you did start to rule things out and you found out, yeah, this is not haunted whatsoever. is there anything like that that you've come across where you really felt like, wow, this could be interesting? And
I think Alcatraz was a bit of a disappointment.
How's that?
Because I went there and I spoke to the guides and told them when I went around the world doing my trips and that. And Alcatraz is a lovely place, mind you know. I love Alcatraz, love it a bit. But by the time I went, I knew that it doesn't happen just like that. I know that from locations I've been to. So I didn't expect anything. I just think I wanted it to happen because it was the once in a lifetime been in Alcatraz, you know. So really and truthfully, that's probably a bad example in many ways, because I know other people have been there and had a great time. But when I went there, I mean, they said to me, you can go into the D block. We realize you're not the normal tourist. You want to be there just on your own for a bit, see what you pick up. And I thought, this is a fantastic opportunity. But obviously I was limited with time, so I did do that. But I think I was kind of expecting to be really feeling terrified in that area, and I didn't. I just felt more calm and more completely relaxed, and I didn't have that as I expected. And you know, and I know many a show has called me on and wanted me to turn around and say that I was scared out of my living daylights, and I heard the voices, and I did a recording. Nothing came through the recording, so that was kind of disappointment. But then, having said that, you know, I've been lucky to travel the world and go to these places, but you don't do it that often. So,
sure.
You know, it's not, you know, I mean, I do really find that when people turn around and say, I've been there, it's not haunted. I think, well, come on, you know, you can't say that. You can't say nothing's going on. You've been there for 5 minutes, you know, because I know that you've got to get used to location noises and certain times of the day and certain times of the year sometimes for something untoward or strange to happen. So I've been to a lot of places, and I think one of the places I was surprised at was Skirrid Inn, which is in Wales. I had a night, I was getting really cocky. I thought, I've done this on my own, I'm a bit of a skeptic now. I'll have a little look on my phone, and you know, I'm doing this live, people are watching me, but I said to him, I'm almost going to look on my phone here. I'm feeling, you know, relaxed, confident, and not much is happening. And suddenly I'm going up the stairs, and I had this real feeling of dread, and I couldn't explain it. All the times I've done places, it was a real feeling of something's going to harm me. And it was like, all I can hear, and I think when I played the audio, people could have heard it, was like footsteps running towards me, and I slammed the door of the Skirrid Inn shut, and I was all on my own in that pub. They left me again on my own in there, shut it, and I left the light on until the morning. I gave up on doing what I was doing, so that surprised me, because you know, it was one place that I'd done before, and I'd done quite easily, and I, you know, and that's proof of, you don't know when these things can happen.
Mm-hmm. Very, very much so. The other end of that question would be the locations that maybe you were planning on going into, or you went into, or you experienced, or you thought, you know, there's not going to be a whole hell of a lot that's going to be going on here, but you were very surprised by just how much you did pick up on.
I think there's a location that we've done on a regular basis, it's been sort of like, it's an old Victorian house and surroundings, and we've done that for a long time, which is a location that we keep quiet, because the people, we raise money sometimes for charity, and they just don't want a load of ghost hunters suddenly turning up at the place. But that place we've done time in, time out. Now, whether it's because we're getting used to it, I don't know, but something different seems to happen in that place on a regular occurrence. I mean, there was one particular freaky situation where this medium, I didn't know her. The first night I'd been with a medium, and she said, I'm picking up on a young woman, and I made a note, and I thought, well, that's what somebody that's never been here before came up with, so that's interesting, she's getting the same name. So I said okay, and she said take him away, and I went over and said, you okay, to her, and it was as if something ran out of her. I could feel the wind, but the door, there was a little, the door was quite away from her, suddenly flung open. So that was quite unusual. Now, I know they had brought this Tibetan singing bowl with them. So being the skeptic, I think I was quite challenging that night. I said, okay, that was really spectacular, but if you really want to convince someone like me, a skeptic, do something really spectacular for me now. And suddenly the singing bowl started making the singing bowl noise. And there was no one in that room. I then thought, was it a bat? Was it a mouse? I mean, we all do that, don't we? Just start going, was it this? Was it that? But you start running out of things, and you start getting, you're getting more thoughts of, well, you know, something strange is going on.
Sure.
One particular one, though, Tony, that's interesting. We do all these wonderful locations. We go out and we do all these places. But the one that was very personal to me was when my stepfather died. I was very close to my stepfather, but my stepfather was a wonderful joker. He joked about everything. In fact, he knew what I did, and he loved my stepmother to bits. I loved her, and you know, but he looked on the joyful side of life. And when we were off on holiday in Spain, he said to me, you're going to do one of your seances, you know, joking with me. I said, nah, I probably won't tonight, to him. And he got his Cuban cigar out and had a laugh, and then he said, come on then, Vera, where are you? That's to me, stepmother. And he said, oh, you always were an awkward one, you know, because he joked. Mm-hmm. That's how he dealt with grief. So I thought, that's how he deals with things. Well, when he died, I remember he didn't particularly like leaving wills and things because, you know, if it goes to the only daughter and everyone, it's fine, which I agree with. But I said, oh, we've got to sort all this out now, Ken. It's been a nightmare. I said, I don't know where to get the advice from. And suddenly my iPhone on the floor started ringing. And I can hear the answer phone to the local crematorium where we had had him cremated. Now, I looked at that and laughed because I thought that's the sort of thing he'd say. Well, why don't you ring a crematorium? That's where I am now. You know, I can't give you the answer to that. That's the sort of joke. That's the sort of humor. So it kind of comforted me in a way. But then I thought, it's got to be Siri. It's got to be Siri. My Siri was off. There was no Siri on my phone. It's got to be a last number called. There was no last number called. So that is another thing that happened to me, which to this day I cannot explain. But, you know, was quite... Because it was personal as well, it was quite amazing.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, things like that, you just there's not much of an explanation for other than what it appears to be. One more question before we wrap things up. This was something you had mentioned to me in our communications back and forth. You had mentioned that here in the age of COVID that we're all in, that there's some areas that are actually using ghosts during lockdown to keep people safe. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, there's parts of Malaysia, because they believe so much in the apparitions and ghosts, so that their belief is so strong in the villages. They've actually put out some props that are like the ghosts. I haven't got the notes with me, but they're left outside. They've also told people that if they don't abide by the rules, some of the Malaysians have been threatened to be put into haunted houses. Now, this sounds quite extreme, wow. But if they're not going to wear the mask, this could happen to them. So this is an example, and this is where really these superstitions began a long time ago. A lot of these things were told to keep the village, the young girl in the village or the child in the village, from wandering off and getting attacked by a wild animal or been taken by somebody. So it's always been for their own good. So they're using that folklore now for something like COVID in a more understandable way, in a more successful way. So and that was in one of the Malaysian reported in one of the Malaysian papers, and a friend of mine who's based over there has clarified that there's some truth to that. So it's not one of these wacky papers that's just come up with something made up. So you know, that, and then that does go to show that folklore and superstition, you know, sometimes it goes one way, which is bad, and there's people persecuted for witchcraft, which, you know, in these African villages, children are still persecuted, which is very, very tragic. Mm-hmm. Superstition can be very tragic, but at other times like that, it can help possibly save lives, you know, with COVID-19.
I guess sometimes it's whatever works to get people to do what they need to do. If all of the evidence and all of the science pointing to things saying this will kill you does not make them work, if telling them we're going to put you in a freaking haunted house, then use it. That wraps up part two of our conversation with Richard Case, the Ghost Challenger. Big thank you to him for joining us on the program. And a thank you to you for supporting our program and keeping us on the air. Until next time, for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for your support.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom. all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.